guess it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me without your love.
It's a honky-tonk parade without your love.
It's a melody played in a penny arcade.
It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. Oh, it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's phony, it's plain to see how happy I would be if you
something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Soul Food with Dax on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tonight I have for you the Breakfast in America edition, named after the Supertramp album. I'm doing something a little different and have curated a set so that it tells a story, which I think is fitting since most of what I'll be playing is Heartland Rock. So the way this story goes is we start with someone who's really struggling with their personal situation and feeling like a cog in the machine, and then they start thinking about and wrestling with the current state of America and how we got here, how society and culture have been declining. They hit their lowest point and doubt what they're doing and the promise of the American dream before taking things into their own hands and journeying to find their own personal America that they know is waiting out there somewhere, despite all the bad that's going on around them. This is a story about maturing and finding agency and taking responsibility for yourself and your life. No more complaining or excuses, just believing in and searching for your promised land, even if it won't be perfect. And it's my story, really. I'm almost completely there mentally, though it is pretty daunting, but I just haven't been able to go out and execute it yet. But once I graduate in the fall, I hope to be out of the East Coast as soon as possible and start my journey to find my life. Okay, a quick PSA before we get into it. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you, so if you don't use it, consider covering it up. Alright, I'm going to go straight through the hour because I don't want to interrupt the flow, so go to WMFO.org for track IDs. See you on the other side.
Celebration, yeah, I've been under too much stress. Well, we're living here in Allentown, and they're closing all the factories down. Out in Bethlehem they're killing time, filling our forms, standing in line. Well, our fathers fought the Second World War, spent their weekends on the Jersey Shore, met our mothers in the USO, asked them to dance with us slow. And we're living here in Allentown, but the restlessness was handed down, and it's getting very hard to stay.
And he looks at her and says, "Hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Yeah, little pink houses for you and me. This must be my destination.
Ain't that America?
Hey, what's up?
Leastways, not that I know of in this world.
are the promises made from the heart. Just the promises made from the heart. Are the promises made from the heart? Just the promises made from the heart.
Took a look down a westbound road. Right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler. I was tired of my own voice. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on. Twelve hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew. Met a girl and we had a few drinks and I told her what I decided to do. She looked out the window a long, long moment, then she looked into my eyes. She didn't have to say a thing. Said a word, we just walked out and got on that bank. And we rolled. And we rolled clean out of sight. Great divide. I could go east, I could go west. It was all up to me to decide. Just then I saw a young hawk flying and my soul began to rise. And pretty soon I said next time.
All right, I've got one more song to finish off this story. America by Simon and Garfunkel. I discovered this song through that one scene in that movie, Almost Famous, where the sister is moving to San Francisco, and she puts a song on the record player and says to her mom, "This song explains why I'm leaving home to become a stewardess." And her mom's sitting on the couch and won't even look at her, while the sister just stands and stares her down, and it's just like she's saying, "This is who I am, and I'm going to find the life I want to live. My authentic life, and not just what you've limited me to here." And that's just been a really powerful moment for me since I first watched it. I've definitely also done that to my mom, where I told her to listen to a song to understand something about me before, and I don't think she got it, but sometimes that's all you can do, because the music conveys the feeling of it all that you just can't with words. To me, this song, along with Bruce Springsteen's The Promised Land, which I just played, are the ultimate expressions of agency and making that journey to find your America that you know is out there for you somewhere. And you know, I think that's why I'm drawn to the music I'm drawn to, whether it's rock or disco, because it's all about that spirit of authenticity and counterculture and freedom, but also that connection with the people who share that. I mean, the sister in that same scene in Almost Famous says that to her brother. She's hidden some records in his room because their mom doesn't allow them to listen to rock, and she goes, "Look under your bed, it'll set you free." And I think that's just the truth. I think it set me free for sure, and that old rock and roll spirit is really what's compelling me to go out west and move to California and explore the country in a van and just find my promised land. So that shift in mindset is really what I've been getting at with this storytelling edition of my show, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Anyways, I'm Dax, and this has been Soul Food on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Without further ado, here's America.
Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America.